Welcome to the Financial Flossing Podcast with Ross Brannan, guiding dental professionals to a brighter future. Ross Brannan is a financial advisor who knows it's not just about your teeth. He helps dental practice owners protect and maximize today's cash flow to plan for tomorrow's cash needs. Find him at rossbrannan.com. On the show, he brings together experts to help dental professionals looking to make smart money decisions to grow their income, turn their retirement goals into reality, and improve their lives. And now, here's your host, Ross Brannan.
Hi there. Are you a high income earner? Do you feel like you're paying more than your fair share? Do you feel like the tax man is taking too big a bite out of your check, out of your finances? Well, I'm here to help. I help high income people legally reduce their taxes, and I can help you. So if you feel like you're paying too much in taxes and you're a high income individual, schedule an introductory conversation with me and let's see what maybe we can do to help. Also, if you've had a large capital gain event, maybe it's a business, maybe it's a piece of real estate, maybe it's stocks or bonds, investments, we can help there too. So reach out, schedule a discovery call, and let's see if we can solve your problem. Welcome to the show. Today, we have Dr. Avi Patel of the Clear Aligner Advisor. He's got a very, very interesting story. I'm excited to talk to him. Dr. Patel, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm pumped to be on here.
So you have a very unique story that I'm really excited to talk about because, quite frankly, I've never heard of it before. So kind of tell us who you are, where you're from, and what you do.
Yeah. So I am a retired clinical dentist.
How old are you?
I just turned 31 yesterday.
Retired. Did you settle a DSO?
I did not.
You did not settle a DSO. Oh my gosh. How did you retire from clinical dentistry?
Well, I stumbled upon a procedure called clear aligners and I did a lot of them and I learned as much as I could about them. And then I started sharing that education with colleagues. And then I started making content online around the procedure. And that has all kind of culminated to me having a new full-time job. So I stepped away from the chair to empower fellow dentists to learn about this procedure. And I definitely didn't think I'd be here 5 years ago.
So you're like a clear aligner coach, if you will. Is that right?
Yep. That is honestly, that's probably the name that I would have picked when I first started the my consulting business, but someone already took it. It was, I'm actually friends with her now, but before I knew who she was, her Instagram handle was Your Clear Aligner Coach. So that was taken. So then I went with Clear Aligner Advisor.
So obviously orthodontist use aligners. Mm-hmm. And you're a general dentist, you're not an orthodontist, but there's a lot of general dentists who use aligners as well or start implementing them. But what you're telling me from when we were talking offline is very few are actually using it. I mean, some are using it, but I mean, the market penetration is very low. In fact, do you know the market penetration rate? What percentage of general dentists use clear aligners?
Yeah. So you've got about, you know, let's talk about, you know, one of the major brands, Invisalign, right? So they've got the biggest market penetration of all the brands and they've got around 110,000 dentists that are certified to use Invisalign.
And how many are there nationwide?
Like, I think a little bit over 200,000.
Okay.
So you got about half who are certified. Then of the ones that are certified, you've got about 11,000 who are doing, you know, 2 to 3 cases a month. Okay.
So you have 10% of the ones who are certified are actually using their certification.
Correct. And then you've got about 3,000 who are doing 10 or more cases a month. So really profiting from this procedure.
So we would call 3% of certified users are power users.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming it doesn't take a lot to become certified in Invisalign if half of all dentists are certified.
Yeah. So their certification program was, I mean, you can ask most dentists. You're not really learning much about aligners. You're learning about the Invisalign system, but you're not learning aligners. So not a lot of dentists were walking away from that with confidence. So what ends up happening is why you have people doing 2 to 3 cases a month. And I'm sure your listeners who are in that range can probably nod their head to this, but it's because they're doing 2 to 3 cases a month because that's how many patients are asking them for it, right? Because Invisalign pumped hundreds of millions of dollars into marketing the general public on clear plastic trays that can move their teeth. And so what we have today is you've actually got patients coming into general practices asking their dentist to do it because they'll see a sign. That general dentist is certified to do it. They don't really know how to do it or have the confidence to do it, but they'll just say, okay, and they'll do the case. And then, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And then if it doesn't, they'll start asking people for help. Maybe they get the help, maybe they don't. And then, you know, you hope that the case gets good or the case ends up going to the orthodontist. So just trying to help fill that gap in giving general dentists that foundational education that they need to just do the simple cases confidently and get started.
So how did you kind of fall into clear aligners?
So I fell into clear aligners when I was a couple years out of school, about 2 years out. And I was at a point where I was actually just burning out on dentistry. I was burning out on the basic procedures. I always felt like I was meant to do more. And at that point, I was like, cool, like, let me learn more procedures. So I learned implants. And then I watched those Invisalign videos. And I was like, cool, I know more about implants than I do aligners. And then I attended a couple webinars. And that's where I met my mentor, Dr. Christina Blocker. And she really just helped me kind of choose the simple cases, set them up. Any questions I had, she was always there to answer them. And honestly, I felt bad for the amount of questions I was asking her, but she was willing to help me. And then, so I started talking to my patients about it and they started saying yes. And I started 50 cases in my first 6 months. And then the reps came to my office asking what I was doing and how I was doing so many cases. And I thought that was like, I didn't know that that wasn't normal. And basically that's when I started to realize like, okay, like this isn't what everyone is doing. And then, so I started sharing and I started coaching up docs on how to do it because I was like, you know, this is a procedure, in my opinion, that kind of embodies the dentist dream where you have time, money, and fulfillment. So I had more time than ever because, you know, the procedure is hands off relatively for the dentist. It's, you're not really doing much labor. The trays are where your team is. And then you're making more money because it is a high ticket procedure. And, you know, you're actually getting a sense of fulfillment because you're helping you're part of a transformation with your patient's teeth, as opposed to just drilling their cavities down and stuff like that. So yeah, that's what kind of got me hooked.
I just think that you've seen all the before and afters of when someone has their, you know, like all their teeth redone in some way, shape or form, and a smile matters. And when someone has crooked teeth, and by the way, everybody has crooked teeth. And basically, if you're born today in the West, you basically need braces. If you don't get braces, you're a unicorn. So delivering a quote unquote fixed smile would generate the most happiness from a client, I would assume, mm-hmm. unless they had a massive toothache or a root canal or something, but that's still not fun. So it just seems to me like it's a massive opportunity that most dentists are completely missing. And we talk about case acceptance a lot, which is nothing more than sales. In sales, it's called closing. And so the case acceptance on clear aligners would be so easy. They would just say, yes, yeah, I'll fix my teeth. You know, they've been a little crooked and they don't have to have like teeth like a Brit, like someone who's British. They could just be a little crooked. And I don't understand why every general dentist wouldn't just completely just go after this and quite frankly, put the orthodontist out of business. But I don't understand.
Yeah, I think it's a couple of factors. One of it is definitely the biggest one, which is just fear of the unknown. General dentists, you're not really taught this procedure in dental school. So when you're coming out, there's so many things that you're trying to learn. And I think it takes a couple years for them to kind of master the basics and then move on to like the next thing. You know, if I could have it my way, I would love to kind of, I think the younger you are, I think you can never start too early with aligners. Cause going back to what you were saying, when you've got patients with straight teeth, it actually has a trickle down effect. So it's kind of like a car. if you have your tires balanced, they're not going to wear down unevenly, right? Everything's going to kind of, you're going to have a much easier drive. The car's going to last longer. The tire's going to last longer. You start having, you know, if you don't go get your tires balanced, you're going to have, this one's going to wear down faster than that one. Then this thing's going to break and that thing's going to break. And that's same thing with people's teeth. Like, you're chewing on it. So if your bite isn't even, you are going to break those crowns and restorations that dentists love putting into their mouths. And it's like, if you were to just get the teeth in the right place and balance everything out, then move forward with treatment, everything lasts longer. And kind of doubling up on that, what you were just saying about patients, it's like, clear liners, like, yes, it's great for that individual patient and they're happy, but it brings in the most referrals. Because if you think about it, your patient's in these trays for, you know, 6 to 8 months on average. They're living their life. They're going out to dinner. They're hanging out with friends. They're going to dinner, and I'm sure you've probably seen it. Someone takes the aligner out and there's like that. You see, everybody sees it. You see them taking the liner out. It's like, oh, what's that? It's like, oh, it's Invisalign. Yeah, I'm doing it. And then all of a sudden this conversation happens. It's like, oh, who's your dentist? I've been wanting to do it too. And then there's your referral. Or, and then that's while they're in the process, not to mention when they're on the other side and they're actually finished with it. Now it's like, oh my God, your teeth look great. What'd you do? Oh, I did Invisalign. I did aligners. I did it with my dentist. And it's like, there's so many levels to this. And it's really like, I've just tried to help open the door for general dentists, because once you open this door and you get into the clear aligner world, you can completely change the way that you practice.
Well, it's interesting because when you own a dental practice, you own a small business. And so many times dentists struggle to really create the profit or make the money, earn the money from a dental practice, because it's not easy. To me, it seems like the easiest way to increase profitability and would be to add clear aligners. So many of these guys, they try and do all on fours and implants and all that highly technical procedures that are very, very profitable.
It's surgery.
It's surgery. So why not just go with the lowest hanging fruit that, I mean, when you're doing implants, there's only a certain demographic that fits, but clear aligners fit everybody. And I just don't understand why people wouldn't like back up the truck and try and do this all day, every day. And I'm sure some people are resistant for reasons that maybe I don't understand, but it just seems like an absolute home run. And like, how much additional revenue can the average dentist get from just starting to do clear aligners?
So the average revenue, so if you look at it, every brand charges different lab fees. And, you know, Invisalign is known to be one of the most expensive. However, with Invisalign, the more cases that you do, your lab bill goes down. They have a tiered approach. But on average, it's around $1,500 for a lab fee. Then depending on where you're at in the country, you can charge anywhere from, you know, $5,000 to $6,000 per case. So you're looking at around $4,500 profit from these cases. And so even if you're doing,
and there's five, very little overhead,
it's very little, because, and you know, when you're seeing these patients, you're seeing them in their recall appointments, right? So that's not on the doctor's chair time. That's during the hygiene appointment. Then you're converting them there and they're saying yes. The next time you see them, you're placing the attachments on, you're giving them their set of trays. You see them at a mid treatment checkup, and then you see them again at the end. And this is how the workflow looks when you're doing simple cases. When you're doing complex cases that should be, in my opinion, treated by the orthodontist or a general dentist who has undergone years and years of training for it, those are the appointments that take a year, 2 years, 50 trays, 60 trays, that, in my opinion, doesn't make sense for the general dentist to do. Because one, I think it's out of our scope, because I think the more complex things are, they should go to specialists. But two, if it's taking up your chair time, a general dentist's office is not set up the same way as an orthodontist. Because if you've been in orthodontist practice, they don't just have 4 ops, 6 ops, 8 ops. They've got like 20 ops. And they're just going down these bays, kind of like, you know, high volume, because that's how an ortho practice works. And so I think, kind of tying it back to the profitability, I mean, it's extremely profitable.
So you're saying don't try and put the orthodontist out of business, because there's cases that they need to have, but there's low hanging fruit that's basic orthodontics that in some respects is a waste of an orthodontist's time. But a general dentist could just knock that down all day and just make a killing doing it.
So, yep. And so to put some numbers behind it, I actually just got off a call with one of my other mentors Dr. David Galler. And basically the numbers of this whole like general dentist, orthodontist, who should be treating, are we stealing patients, yada, yada, yada. There's 300 million people who have some type of malocclusion misalignment, someone who could benefit from getting their teeth straightened, right?
That is like 90% of the population, I believe, right there.
Yeah, right. And in the last 20 years, Invisalign has only done 11 million cases. Invisalign, obviously, biggest company. But that goes to show you there's 290 million people that can benefit from this.
Business for everyone.
There's plenty. There's plenty. And the thing is that orthodontists don't realize is the patient's adult ortho, which is what I'm a fan of and what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about teenage brackets and all that, and even teenage aligners. I'm just talking about adults, adults who they may have had braces when they were younger. They didn't wear their retainer, their teeth shifted, or they never got braces and their teeth are, you know, crowded or spaced in the front and they need that fixed. Those patients were never going to go to the orthodontist. They weren't.
Because they're afraid of getting metal brackets on it.
Correct.
Your whole body wants metal brackets as an adult.
Correct. So that was never even an opportunity. So this is an entirely different ocean. And what those patients were doing is those patients were the ones getting veneers, right? They were getting the cosmetic work, getting their teeth drilled down to get a better smile, where now this option exists and you can just straighten their teeth with plastic in 6 to 8 months. And it's relatively straightforward and relatively hands-off.
Wow. That's fascinating. So let's talk a little bit about what you do and how you serve the dental community. So tell us kind of what it is you do.
So I am looking to empower colleagues to start doing aligners. And
well,
so I
stop right there. I would tell you, you're not looking to, you're actually doing it.
That's true.
I mean, you've been doing it for several years right now, and it allowed you to leave general dentistry to focus on it full time. So, I mean, with all due respect, don't be too humble. Tell us what you're doing.
So I'm making content online, educational content around clear aligners, offering tips, tricks, stories about cases. And I'm doing that on Instagram and YouTube right now. So long and short form. And that's my way to just provide free value to everybody. I've also created a training program called Aligner Launchpad, which is also virtual. And I'm doing that as a way to just help doctors implement aligners into their practice as fast and as efficiently as possible. And the reason why I'm a fan of online training is because, one, it's on demand. So if, you know, all dentists are busy, all dentists have lives, I get it. For you to take the time on the weekend or in between patients or your day off and just be able to log in and watch training modules and then go take action on it is way more valuable and cost effective than you blocking out 2 to 3 days to go fly somewhere for an in-person course, which then that information is solely reliant upon you taking really good notes to then come home and then teach your team. Right? Because that's great if you're a dentist and you know how to do it. But if your team doesn't know how to do it, if your team doesn't know how to talk about it, if they don't know how to actually do the procedure, I mean, you're probably going to give up because it's a lot of work. And so I've created this program as a way to do three things. One is to educate through the videos. The second is to allow for implementation to be as easy as possible with downloadable resources like scripts, workflow guides, handbooks, things like that, that are easy to follow. And then the third way is through support. So as they go down their aligner journey and docs have questions on cases, they can upload them to the portal that I created and they'll get one-on-one feedback for the case and they'll know what modifications to make and stuff like that to get the best outcome. So that's what I'm doing. And I was doing it on the side for a while, but you know, we've gotten over 140 docs in the program to date. And it's something that we've gotten a lot of positive feedback on and that I actually just really enjoy doing. And so now I'm doing that full time.
Well, talk about the results. What are people are buying your course, they're taking your course, then what's happening?
And then the doctors who are truly serious about implementing it and they are using the resources and they're actually using the talk tracks and getting their team going, they're starting anywhere from 3 to 5 cases a month after they take the program. So
3 to 5 cases a month. Let's quantify that. I believe you said about a $4,500 profit margin, typically. Mm-hmm. Let's knock it down to four. So three to five cases a month. So it's $12,000 to $20,000 of additional profit a month.
Correct.
That doesn't suck.
Nope. Does not suck. It's actually music to a lot of people's ears. And I'm telling you, when I first started doing the procedure myself, I was looking around wondering why aren't more people doing this? Because it's kind of like, you know, when back in the day when they found gold for the first time and there was, you know, some people that were crushing it. And, you know, then once word got back to the rest of the country that, hey, there's gold over here, I feel like we are in that time in history with aligners, because I think, and you see it with Smile Direct Club, right? So Smile Direct Club came onto the scene and they basically wanted to eliminate the dentist and go direct to consumer. And they had success in the sense of, oh, they had a lot of customers, right? Because they filled a need. All these patients wanted their teeth straightened, but they wanted to avoid the nuances of going to the dentist and all of that, right? So it's not like they manufactured this need. People wanted it. They just made something to give it to them. And so that was the first time when orthodontists and general dentists missed out on this opportunity, because if general dentists would have just started talking to their patients about this procedure, and if general dentists had learned how to do this procedure, they probably would have been able to help these patients, right? But the thing is general dentists, if they don't know how to do something, they're not going to talk about it. So they missed the boat. Fast forward a couple of years, now Smile Direct Club shut down, and I'm kind of calling, not kind of, I am. I'm calling 2024 as the aligner boom. And it's the second chance that general dentists get at now being able to help these patients. It's because all these patients that did Smile Direct Club, they're sitting in doctors' practices. There are patients of record.
So I didn't know Smile Direct Club shut down. Why they shut down?
So they shut down, I believe, in December because they were attempting to file for bankruptcy. And then I think that didn't work out for whatever reason, and they ended up shutting down. But
they just shut down like a month ago.
Yeah, they closed their doors, and everything is
their business model just didn't work for whatever reason.
Well, I think it was a combination. I think they had a decent number of lawsuits. Complaints.
I would imagine the results were not as good as going to an actual dentist with a clerk.
Yeah, they did have some success stories that they marketed heavily, but yeah, they were getting a lot of. It was a combination of things, actually. But
so how much of this for a general dentist, how much of the people resistant to this is a mindset issue? Because to me, it's like the old Earl Nightingale audiobook, Acres of Diamonds. And if you've never read that or heard that, it's phenomenal if you listen to it because his voice is amazing. Earl Nightingale, Acres of Diamonds. Mm-hmm. But it's a short story. But to me, it's like you're literally sitting on acres of diamonds. And it's like, well, I don't want to do that. That's just not what I am, or that's gimmicky, or whatever, or
yeah,
how, or that's too salesy, or whatever. How much of it's a mindset issue?
I think it's a lot of mindset. I think it's the fear of the unknown. That's what I think. I think it's because they don't know enough about the procedure to be able to be like, yeah, let's go do this. I think what's happened, right, is like orthodontists have done a really good job. Or the specialty of orthodontics has done a really good job of kind of keeping this treatment away from general dentists traditionally, right? You don't learn about it in school. And so when you don't know something, you know, you're not really going to be chomping at the bit. Not everybody. Some people are, right? The people who are trying to innovate and grow. And that's just not most dentists. A lot of dentists like, you know, staying kind of in their comfort zone. And so I think it's when you have to learn something new, there's this discomfort that comes with it. But it's been around long enough and there's enough education out there to where if you actually want to do it, you can. So I think it's mindset of fear of the unknown. And then I think, I don't know, maybe part of it could be too good to be true. Cause I think what also happened is when aligners first came on the scene, some of the early adopters, I don't know if they got the best results with it because the product just wasn't as good, but nowadays the product's great and there's multiple brands that you can go with. And I think what happens is like one dentist tries it 15 years ago, then they end up telling a dentist, oh yeah, you know, it doesn't really work, or oh, it's not really, you know, a thing. Like that myth, I mean, it's been busted. So, but it's crazy because there's not, and I don't know how much about this that you're aware of, but like, there's not that many, you know, media outlets out there that is like broadcasting to dentists. Like, yeah, there's podcasts, but like, cause I just, even before I started making content, like when I was looking for stuff, like it was few and far between to where you could actually find content for dentists, giving them the updates on innovation and things. Like no one was actively telling you, hey, this is what's going on. This is the latest thing. This is what's working. Or if they existed, they just didn't do a good enough job, I think, of marketing it. So that's like, that's the next thing that I'm trying to now do. Cause I actually recently just started a podcast too. Cause I was like, I feel like I'm making a lot of content online. I've got a pretty big following, but I'm just like, I feel like there's more people that I need to touch or nurture. And so now I've created a podcast where it's called Clearliner Chats. And my goal with it is to bring on people who are innovating in the space just to kind of like act as a hub for people to come to like, be like, oh, okay, yeah, all these guys are talking about it. All these guys are doing it. These are different, you know, philosophies and ways. It's like, cool. Kind of take your pick, like get on, like, let's go. Cause it's just, I don't want to see dentists lose this opportunity again, because it's too easy to get going. And so.
Well, tell everyone your YouTube channel, your Instagram handle, and your website and how to get in touch with you.
Yeah. So YouTube channel is Dr. Uvi. And my Instagram is dr.uvi, and doctor is spelled out. And
that's Uvi, A-V-I.
A-V-I, correct. So, and then my website is clearalineradvisor.co. But the easiest way to get in touch with me would be through my Instagram.
Yeah, so clearalineradvisor.co.
Live a comfortable life.
And clearalineradvisor.co. You can check out everything. It's got links to the YouTube and the Instagram. And
I've got a free masterclass on there too. So if you're looking to get started and you're just like, I don't even know where to start, what I need to do, there's a free masterclass that I made. And that's on that website as well. And then, but if you're someone who's like, you know what, I'm ready to go, I'm ready to invest in a program and get it going, then my program Aligner Launchpad is also on there.
And the ROI on this is just insane. I mean, it's just a math game. You buy the course, you take the course, you buy in, you do it, and you're, you know, 3 to 5 new cases a month. Well, that just.
And there's docs like, you know, I've got the testimonials on the website too. You know, we've got docs that have gone in, and some of them were doing like 2 to 3 cases a month, and they took the program and then they actually got better systems, and they were able to scale and go from like 2 to 3 a month to like 8 to 10 a month. So it's, you know, I really made it for the person that doesn't know anything about aligners, but I found that, you know, if you're a doctor that's doing a couple cases and you're kind of, you know, flying by the seat of your pants, it's like you can actually do this and kind of do it in a very structured way. But yeah, I've tried to, you know, I think the ROI to your point is definitely there. The value's there. It's just a matter of if you're serious about wanting to get going or not.
Yeah. So clearalineradvisor.co. I mean, I think people should check it out. Check him out on YouTube, on Instagram. I was on his YouTube page. I looked at his YouTube page a second ago. He's pretty hardcore here on YouTube. Some pretty cool videos here. Yeah, this is good stuff right here. So, yeah, this is really good stuff. So, well, Dr. Uvi, thank you so much for coming on. It's been great.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
You've been listening to the Financial Flossing Podcast with Ross Brannon.
This has been another episode of Financial Flossing with Ross Brannon, guiding dental professionals to a brighter future. If you liked what you heard, consider subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts. For more on Ross Brannon, visit rossbrannon.com. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.